Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you? This is Emil, customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
What company? I have three on hold, or three waiting to call me back.
We are a third party. Whatever charge it was that you was calling out about previously, I want to see what company that charged you until I had the account up, so I can look for it for you.
Let's see. I called about three charges that were unidentified on our checking account. So let me just give you the names of all three, and you could tell me if one of them is the company you work for. Wristsmart.com.
Give me one moment. Let me see. What's that zip code? I can look for it that way.
35611.
35611. And first and last name?
Wesley Albritton.
Albritton. Okay, yes, we have a Wesley. Are you Wesley or your husband?
That's husband.
Okay, no problem. And that address that is on Quinn Road, if you can confirm that, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
12116 Quinn Road.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So let's see. It's loading. Come on, thing.
I have a charge for $7.95 and a charge for $56.95. And we have no idea what that's for.
So basically what happened was Mr. Albritton had won a tablet, and all he had to do was pay shipping for the tablet. That was the $7.95. So 24 to 48 hours with him paying that shipping, if he did not give us a call to cancel the account, then the gift card, a gift card charge would apply to the account. It would email him a value of a $125 gift card to order more gadgets. Do you, that not rejog a memory of anyone or anything?
No. He said that he had no recollection of doing this. Or what's the $56.95 then?
The gift card. So do you not have him around? Because
hold on, and I will see if I can put him on the phone, okay?
Okay, no
hold,
problem.
You'll hear just a bit of silence, and then I'll let you talk directly to – okay, hold on. Okay, Wesley's on the phone, ma'am.
Hi, how are you? This is the Milk Customer Service.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, sir. Reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a tablet. It was like possibly a survey or email that you received and expressed that you wanted. All you had to do was pay shipping, which was $7.95 to receive it. Do you not recall of that tablet incident?
I recall them sending me something like that as an advertisement, but I never even, once I clicked on it, I deleted it, and they kept sending it to me, and I have never replied to it. No, ma'am.
Oh, so how did you click out of it? Did you take your information out, or you just clicked out of it?
No, I never put no information in it. That's what I'm saying. When I opened it up, it was asking for my information. It already had my name, everything else, so I don't know how I got all that information.
Okay, so that's kind of confusing. It had to be some information put in. But we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without you all's authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. You will provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecute it. Just bear me this one brief moment while I counsel and connect you over to the fraud department.
Okay.
All right.
They charge $7.95 and then $56.95, and it had to have been done within the last 5 days.
Yeah, but you look, got all the people that are all the stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love spending my day like this.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I really am.
I'm sorry as well. I was waiting on that fried soup for you all. We're almost finished. I do gratefully appreciate you all, patience. Okay, getting you connected over now.